Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I read in the Times Standard last week that Eureka is nationally rated as one of America's coolest small towns. Who decides what towns are cool and not? It was a Jet Setter website. Pray tell, what did they say makes Eureka a cool town? Answer: Victorian architecture, unique local businesses, the waterfront, and a vibrant arts community. These things sound pretty cool to me and perhaps warrant a few moments of reflection. Last weekend, a premier example of cool, if by cool you mean waterfront, plus unique local businesses, plus vibrant arts, was on full display in the form of the Kinetic Sculpture Race. I know the race travels from Arcata to Ferndale, but it goes through Eureka and showcases the artisans and the architecture of our whole county. I was with my adult children for the weekend, and they decided that since they now live in the uniformly bland suburb of Vacaville, they would like to see Humboldt in all its creative glory. So we went to Arcata to see the start of the Kinetic Sculpture Race. Well, we were a bit late because the surf was pretty good. That's another thing that makes Humboldt cool. We arrived just in time to see people walking away from the plaza, and I knew I was in trouble. But thankfully, not everyone left with those kinetic contraptions. Many stayed to grab a bite to eat or watch a street artist. One of them escaped from a straitjacket and chains. So we saw the kinetic crowd, which was almost as entertaining as the kinetic sculptures. Alas, we missed the flying pink elephant, blue whale shark, Mary the Monarch butterfly, the busy bee from Eugene, a trilobite, and a whole lot of kinetic machines that defy name or description. This is Humboldt County at its best, my son said. Yep, this is Humboldt County at its crazy, lunatic, wild, and creative best, I thought. Creativity comes in interesting packages around here, maybe everywhere. Come Monday, in order to redeem myself, I readily agreed to drive to Ferndale for the finish. We were entertained as we stopped at the Eel River and watched many of the tired crews paddle across the shallow river. Well, some pedaled, some paddled. Two ladies piloting a bee-like quadricycle got hung up on a rock at water's edge. Several guys watching, including me, were sorely tempted to render assistance by giving them a big push up and out of the water. They glowered at us as if to say, "Don't you dare touch our busy bee." They said it anyway, so we backed off from our feeble attempt at chivalry. I heard later that you lose your ace status if anyone pushes or pulls from outside the vehicle. I guess they wanted to ace the race, come hell or whatever. Finally, we drove to Ferndale for the finish line some 42 miles from Saturday's start. With much fanfare, the crews piloted their kinetic sculptures the final few yards as they pedaled across the line. For the glory? Maybe. We're all in the brotherhood and sisterhood of lunatics, said one participant. Now that's cool. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.